North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
With Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 28, 2020.
The risk is still low in Massachusetts, but Salem Hospital is ready should patients arrive in the coming weeks with the so-called coronavirus. John Castelluccio writing in today's Salem News that, quote, "We don't know what will happen, but we've done everything that we can to prepare for that virus," according to Amy Coatney, the Director of Infection Control and Patient Safety for North Shore Medical Center, which operates Salem Hospital. Those preparations include a lot of training and education for staff on best practices, emergency protocols, and incident command in the event of an outbreak, as well as screening patients and heightened emphasis on protective masks and other personal protective equipment to guard against the spread of the virus. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that elected officials from the Merrimack Valley are angling for a piece of the record fine assessed Columbia Gas for its role in the 2018 gas disaster to be diverted back to the region. On Wednesday, the U.S. Attorney's Office said it reached a settlement in a criminal case against the embattled gas company that included a $53 million fine and a requirement that Columbia Gas be sold in exchange for a guilty plea. Prosecutors said Columbia Gas parent company, NiSource, one of the largest utilities in the country, would also have to forfeit any profits from the sale. Hours later, Columbia Gas announced that it would be bought by Eversource Energy for $1.1 billion in a deal that appears to have quietly taken shape amid the federal investigation. State lawmakers and other elected officials from the region are calling for the fine to be steered to victims of the September 13, 2018 disaster, which killed a teenager, injured dozens, and damaged more than 130 homes in Andover, North Andover, and South Lawrence. Most, if not all, of the money now appears destined for the Justice Department's Crime Victim Fund, which supports victim services nationwide. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Lynn, data presented by School Superintendent Dr. Patrick Tutwiler at Thursday night school committee meeting showed that 74.8% of the school district students graduated last year. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item that the numbers reflect a slight increase or half a percentage point over the 2018 graduation rate for the Lynn Public Schools. While Tutwiler said that the school district's existing four-pronged approach, which is aimed at preventing students from dropping out, has helped keep the graduation rate relatively steady for the past 6 years. He would consider it a failure if that trend continued in 5 years. Tutwiler has said that the district needs to take a different approach to better address the hierarchy of needs of those students at risk. For instance, he said, there needs to be a significant increase in mental health support, and the high school day should be designed differently to better accommodate students who work full-time and can't be in class during the traditional times.
John Horgan writes in today's Gloucester Times that the fisheries of the United States 2018 report, recently released by NOAA Fisheries, highlighted a recurring annual trend nationally of overall commercial landings declining while the overall value of those landings increased. In 2018, total landings at U.S. ports declined 5.3% to 4.3 million metric tons as compared to 2017. The value of those landings, however, rose 2.8% to $5.6 billion in 2018. The Port of Gloucester didn't precisely mirror that trend in 2018. While landings here in Gloucester declined 7.8% to 59 million pounds as compared to 2017, the value of those landings remained at $53 million, the same as 2017, and $1 million increase from 2016. More on this in today's Gloucester Times.
In Peabody, a developer is seeking a special permit to redevelop two dilapidated commercial buildings at 40 to 42 Endicott Street into a single four-story building with 42 condominiums on a lot that is less than an acre. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that the City Council was scheduled to take up the application at its meeting Thursday night. However, the public hearing was postponed. The next regular meeting of the Council will be March 12. Ward 3 Counselor James Matsoulis said that he received a late communication from the attorney for the project requesting a continuance for additional time to answer questions. The council approved that delay in the hearing of the application.
Jim Sullivan's reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. A group of Triton Regional High School juniors has had enough of paying for something their crosstown rivals get for free and have set about doing something about it. Triton students are required to pay $1 a day to park on their Byfield campus. For most, that means $180 a year. Junior class officers Emily Johnson, Caitlin Keeler, Danny Groder, and Jacob Forrest have been leading a public campaign to eliminate their school's parking fees. Johnson is quoted as saying, "I spoke to a friend who goes to Newburyport High School, and they don't pay to park. So we were really frustrated when we have to pay $180 to park here, when there are so many schools around us that get to park for free." The Triton campus is 7 miles from Interstate 495 and roughly 15 miles from Salisbury Square, 10 miles from Newbury Elementary School, and approximately 9 miles from Raleigh Town Hall. Many Triton students have to work extra hours at whatever jobs they can find just to pay their parking fees. More on the story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
We have made it to Friday. Congratulations, everyone. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today, the North Shore News podcast covering the entire North Shore. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out some of our other podcasts, which include the North Shore Sports Night Show Monday nights at 7 and Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.